This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The miracles of Jesus constitute a spectacular phase of His earthly mission. One cannot read these miraculous events without knowing that they confirm the claims Jesus made about His nature and about His relationship to the Father. A thoughtful examination of Christ's miracles should bring every honest person to believe in Him as the Son of God and to confess Him before men. The Apostle John commented, "Many other signs did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that believing you might have life through His name." John 20:30-31. As valuable as the miracles were, they did not constitute the main purpose for His coming into the world. While no single verse in the New Testament furnishes all the information we must have about Christ's coming into the world, the following verses provide considerable help. "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people." Matthew 9:35. This verse, incidentally, comes at the end of several accounts of some of our Lord's miracles. The healing of a paralytic, and of the woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years. The raising of the daughter of Jairus, and the restoration of sight to 2 blind men, and the ability to speak to a dumb man. The miracles recorded in Matthew 9 are but a few of Christ's mighty works. Jesus went from city to city, and from village to village, doing the work of God, which included performing miracles. But there was more to His mission than the miracles. Wherever Jesus had the opportunity, He taught in the Jewish synagogues. He wanted His own people, the Jews, to understand His reason for coming to earth. Many of the Jews rejected His teaching, but that did not stop Him from trying to help the Jews to know about the passing of the old law and the inauguration of the new. Matthew also says that Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom. We do not know in every case what Jesus said about the kingdom, but we do know that both He and John the Baptist preached the nearness of the kingdom. On more than one occasion, Jesus said very plainly, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Matthew 4:17. It ought to be obvious, even to a casual reader, that the kingdom would not be postponed for thousands of years without doing irreparable damage to the predictions of the prophets, including those of Jesus and John the Baptist. The kingdom of heaven was either at hand or it was not. If it were at least 2,000 years in the future from the time Jesus and John spoke of its nearness, there are some very serious problems with the Scriptures. What our premillennial friends do not understand or choose to ignore is that the church of the Lord is the kingdom the prophets and Jesus predicted. If that were not true, why would Paul tell the members of the Lord's church in Colossae, "God has rescued us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love"? Colossians 1:13. If the kingdom were not in existence at the time of Paul's writing, the Colossians were translated into a non-existent kingdom. The kingdom of God was established on the day of Pentecost, just as the prophets predicted. It was not postponed. Time prophecies cannot be postponed. But not only did our Lord teach in the Jewish synagogues and preach the gospel of the kingdom, He also healed every sickness and every disease among the people. That is, He healed all the sick and diseased people with whom He came in contact. These words from the great book of Matthew ought to be an inspiration to all of us. Thank you, and may God bless you.